This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will travel to Kentucky Wednesday to view damage from last week's devastating tornadoes that killed at least 64 people and displaced thousands more. Biden, who has already signed emergency declarations for the state of Kentucky, said he stands ready to do the same for Illinois. He added that he has ordered his administration to make every resource available to local and state officials in Kentucky and the other states impacted by the storms. Kentucky officials say at least four tornadoes hit Kentucky late Friday and early Saturday, with one massive twister believed to have stayed on the ground for at least 420 kilometers, which, if confirmed, would be an all-time record for such storms. While Kentucky was hit the hardest, the storm that generated the tornadoes also left destruction in the states of Arkansas, Illinois, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. Strong storms of this nature are unusual for December in North America. Meteorologists say record warm air and water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico fuel those storms. The latest real-world study on the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 suggests while leading vaccines may not be as effective in preventing infection from the new variant, they may remain effective in preventing severe illness and hospitalizations from it. The study comes out of South Africa, where the Omicron variant was first discovered and cases are most prevalent, and includes and indicates Pfizer's two-dose COVID-19 vaccine provides 70% protection against hospitalization from severe illness caused by the variant. Pfizer developed the vaccine in collaboration with German-based BioNTech. The study was conducted by South Africa's Discovery Health. It was based on more than 211,000 positive COVID-19 test results between November 15th and December 7th, with about 78,000 believed to have been caused by the Omicron variant. This is VOA News. A court in Belarus has delivered verdicts and harsh sentences to a group of bloggers, opposition activists, and the husband of exiled opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. All of them were rounded up by security officials before a controversial presidential election that saw authoritarian ruler Alexander Lukashenko claim a sixth term in power, despite widespread belief the vote was rigged. Rights groups considered all six of those sentenced in the southeastern city of Homel Tuesday to be political prisoners. At least 173 days, at 173 days, the trial was one of the longest in Belarus's history. The crackdown on pro-democracy movement has only intensified since mass protests erupted in wake of Lukashenko's August 2020 re-election, which is not recognized by the opposition and the West. Lukashenko's crackdown on opposition protests following the election led to sanctions from the U.S. and the European Union. Popular video blogger Sergei Tsikhanouskaya was sentenced to 18 years in prison. The activist intended to run against Lukashenko before being disqualified and ultimately arrested ahead of the election. After being disqualified, his political novice wife Svetlana mobilized voters and won the election, according to the opposition and Western countries. A Kremlin spokesman says Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss tensions in Europe and aggressive U.S. and NATO rhetoric during a video call Wednesday. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Tuesday, "The situation in international affairs, especially on the European continent, is very, very tense right now and requires discussion between allies." The conversation will take place in a moment of high tension in both countries' relations with the West, with Beijing under pressure over its human rights record and Moscow over its buildup of troops near the border with Ukraine. Peskov said, "We see very, very aggressive rhetoric on the NATO and U.S. side, and this requires discussions between us and the Chinese." The discussion will take place 8 days after a Russia-U.S. video call in which U.S. President Joe Biden warned Putin against invading Ukraine, and Putin told him Russia needed legally binding security guarantees from the West. Billionaire media mogul and pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai was given another jail term Monday after a Hong Kong judge found him guilty of taking part in an unauthorized assembly 18 months ago. Lai was sentenced to 13 months in jail for incitement to knowingly take part in an unauthorized assembly during Hong Kong's annual Tiananmen Square candlelight vigil in June of 2020. Human rights lawyer Chow Hung Tung and former journalist Gwyneth Ho were also jailed for 12 months and 6 months respectively for their roles in the event. The Tiananmen Square massacre took place June 4th of 1989 in Beijing as China's People's Liberation Army violently cracked down on pro-democracy protesters, leaving unknown numbers killed.